Welcome back to another edition of The Cutting Edge with Jack Marucci and Mario Macaluso. Harrison Valentine, the boys are back. Good to have you guys back. This will not be a Mets slander podcast, even though I know you guys would hope it may be.
Yes.
But it's so good to get you guys back in studio, talk a little bit about the technology that you guys are using and, you know, the season. We haven't talked to you since the season, so we'll kind of do a little season recap. And we'll talk about LSU's Heisman contender and Heisman frontrunner and what you guys are doing with him. So good to have you guys back.
It was good to be back. I think the last time we talked, we talked about some of the technologies we may be looking to install for the season. And successfully, we've been able to execute what we planned and envisioned with the two technologies. And the two that we've been using is the augmented virtual reality. And we used, which is a company, Cognilize, out of Germany. The other one is out of the UK. It's called Sportable, and it has a chip that's built in within the football, so we can look at metrics as far as the quarterback's performance. So we can look at, you know, different ratios of efficiency, wobble rate, apex of long throws. We can look at basically pitch count. We can look at velocities. We can look at time to target. We can look at spin rates. So I think this is all important to look at the performance of the quarterback. Is he getting better as the season's going on? Is he improving in some areas? Are we seeing fatigue? So it's basically the GPS or performance piece for the quarterback. So that's two big pieces we have. And I think the other thing that we talk about too, and even from 1 year to the next or week to week, even the reports that we're able to do maybe on some of the advanced scouting has even intensified as far as becoming a little bit more in tune to, you know, our own team, but also the opponent. But I think looking at from performance metrics as we go from every couple weeks to see the performances.
Yeah, let's dive deeper into that VR. I've got a photo right here. Cody and I were in your office in August, and I attempted to do the VR. I was it took me a little while to get the hang of it because I'm not a, you know, an SEC quarterback. But I was blown away at just it. You put on those goggles and it puts you right on the 50-yard line of Tiger Stadium. You've got, you know, all the numbers of the LSU players. You know, Noah Kane was to my left. You got the whole LSU offensive line. It was Florida State. We were preparing for Florida State at the time, so you had a Florida State pass rush coming at you. You put on the goggles and you are literally inside Tiger Stadium, and it just, it's unbelievable what, you know, that can do for a player and their preparation.
Yeah, I think not only it helps them preparation, but I think it gives them confidence because they know at least they're being exposed to what the defense is going to be thrown at it. And that, it's funny because that iteration to where we're at now is probably even, you know, it's not even close to being the same ballpark to what we've been able to adapt to from that and to put these guys in the environment of this opposing stadium too.
And so going into the amount of just detail, and you get into the weeds with things, and you know, we're on week 11, so we've done it 11 times, and like Jack was just saying, like week 11 to week when we first did it with Mississippi State is, it's the same, but it's completely different in the fact of we've got, you know, they can build in anything to it that we want. So like, let's say if we ran a cover one look, somebody ran against Jaden, and let's say that team pressures 75% out of cover one. Well, he can run the same play four times, and three out of the four, he'll get a pressure look. Or in one of them, he won't. It's things like that that you can build into it that are insane. That just the amount of preparation you can do at that level is crazy.
And I think the other piece is, you know, we have scout teams. We have teams that try to replicate what we're going to see. And, you know, you always have to coach them up. Well, these guys are already on the VR. They're already coached up. They're going to be in the places, because if they aren't, we can make the adjustment. So now you're seeing a consistency of, okay, this is what they run. This is what – and those are all the things that we were tweaking as we went through this whole process to make sure it gave it the most realistic view of the opponent that we could give them.
Yeah, we had you guys on play-by-play earlier in the week, and you kind of talked about that with Chris and Kent about how Jaden has taken to it and how much he has, you know, felt the impact of that. I think Jaden was a Heisman hopeful coming into Saturday, and I think he made himself a Heisman front runner after that performance. Can you kind of take our listeners through how he's taken to the augmented VR, how much it's impacted his game, and how it's impacted how he, you know, views defenses and stuff like that?
Well, I think, and as me and Mario talk about, does the player want the technology? Does the player, will he embrace the technology? And I think it also starts with the coaches embracing it. So, again, everything that you're seeing is a product of the coaches. Starts with the head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, and so on and so forth. And they've done a fantastic job. I mean, we can see the improvement as he's made it. And I think all we're trying to do is to enhance just whatever we can to allow him maybe to see the field a little bit differently than, you know, based off the time frame that we get. So this allows him to, and this is why he embraced it, because you can get these reps now. You can play basically a whole game that's on our call sheet that we're going to call for that particular game within about 35 minutes on average. It may go 40, so maybe a little less. But we are going through the red zone. We're going through maybe it's a hash that we need to call a play off of. But I think he has embraced it to the point of, after the Mississippi State game, he says, I need to do more of it.
Yeah.
And I asked him the question, and I mentioned this to Mario. I said, when I asked him yesterday, what percent do you think it really made difference from scanning the field? This is strictly a cognitive processing and scanning. So I thought he was going to tell me 5, 10%. You know, and I said, look, you don't know that make me feel good. You know,
yeah.
He said probably 75 to 80%.
Wow.
And we're
in the, and not to cut Jack short, but the cool thing with that is on his S2, you know, he's took it again this year. He scored really well on it. But what he lacked in was a tracking capacity on the test, which is more of the scanning, the ability to scan and see multiple view objects.
And estimating where the
Jack's talked about it. He talked about it on the play-by-play. Is not so much helping. It's helping the player, but how can we make them a better at what they're already really good at? But what are their weaknesses? What can we try to also improve from a weakness standpoint? And this, to that fact, is
yeah. Because I think we always talked about too. Some of these traits, we don't know if we can move the needle.
Yes.
We think this is the way we process the game, right? So, and I think, and this was developed by a neuroscience, Christian Hartman, he's part of the company out of Germany, Cognilize, and, you know, we felt like, okay, I think we can move the needle here. Well, now that's a difference maker. So, and that's what we were trying to really identify. Let's build that. We have isolated everything to that.
Yep.
And I think that's where we try to enhance. And that's a big piece because we know the quarterbacks with high success.
And I think Jack's talked about it with the S2 guys being neuro guys and Verena and Christian being neuro people with Cognilize. Is there's a level of actual science built into the VR system and the S2 of, like, what do our brains do and how can you actually help athletes improve, and it's not, we see it all the time, but like there are a lot of things out there that are gimmicks, they're gimmicky.
Yeah, they're right.
Because of that added nuance and those added layers of these people who've done the schooling, who've done the research, who've looked into this for years, these are applicable ways that we can help our athletes.
I think the other piece, Mario, that we look at, not only that I think we can move the needle with that, I think it's allowed him, again, from the ability to be so prepared, even by setting it up, even when we go on the road.
Yep.
There's other layers to it that he knows where the play clock is. He knows the surroundings. And we all take that for granted because you're in an environment
it was like the Mississippi State week. It's just weirder stadium. They've got a huge scoreboard on one end zone. It's a horseshoe kind of, but there's a lot of view behind the scoreboard, just a little different. And how tall is that scoreboard? It's 100 and, 100 something feet tall. Yeah, it's massive.
It's massive.
And I asked him, I was like, how much did that really help you? Because he hadn't, I mean, he hadn't played at Mississippi State. And he goes, it was crazy. It was exactly like it was in the goggles. Like, however they built it out.
Yeah, because look, that's your background. It's like a hitter's eye, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that can affect the way you see the receivers. And
sure.
So I think all of that is even. That's the additional bonus that I think we got out of that too. So, you know, it's just been a great tool.
And we talked about this again on the play-by-play, and I can't state it enough of, you know, coaches being just letting us be able to, you know, do one little thing to help, or, you know, letting us implement something that could help. But I think also too, just getting to work with Jaden, yeah. Can't say enough about the kid.
Yeah, we talked about he's a special kid. He's a humble kid. He's character. He's
things cool, calm, collected, California.
Yeah, he is. And yep. You don't see him.
I loved Mike Denbrock. We did an interview with Mike Denbrock, and he was like, he's cool, calm, and collected, but there's under that helmet, there's a fire within that kid.
Oh, yeah.
And Mario talked about building off weaknesses and harnessing strengths with certain players. You guys are both here for Joe in 2019. He obviously 2018 he had a good year, but he took his craft to new heights in 2019. Similar to Jaden in that he was good last year and now obviously a Heisman contender. In what areas, we talked about this on Play by Play a little bit, in what areas on the field, off the field, some of the intangibles, what have you seen the biggest jump with Jaden that's allowed him, you know, talked about 5 a.m., extra throws after practice. And where have you seen that?
And if you look at the comparison, so we had the VR room with Joe, which he lived in. So that was that's a different processing piece. Joe was able to also, from film study, and we're seeing a replication of, you know, you hear people say you got to work hard. Well, you do. Nothing's going to be handed to you. We always say talent will get you there, doesn't keep you there. And unless you're just so overly talented that you can still survive somewhat. But what Jaden's done, the 5:30, and you've heard Coach talk about it, he gets there in the building at 5:30 to watch film. It jump starts his day, it jump starts his week. Then he'll do the extra. You know, I've seen him stay after practice and throw to receivers. I think he worked a lot closer with the receivers. We talk about chemistry. It's a real thing. You have to know the receiver and how he can anticipate each. And so I think he's taking each receiver and dissecting, okay, I know where they're going to be at a certain point. He's trusted his arm more that they're going to be at a spot instead of trying to throw right at the player. He knows that they're going to be at a certain spot. But again, that's part of the development when you're working with your teammates. I think he's embraced any information that anyone in the building, because there's so much expertise over there, that he's taken it in and he's digested it to make it that he can make him a better player just by looking at all these little nuances. So there is a lot of similarities that we've seen with that maturation. And Jaden's unique too, because where Joe hadn't played as much, Jaden has. And you'd say, okay, maybe he's already peaked out. No, he has not. It shows you the coaching can make a difference. It shows you that these things can make a difference on the player, even at a guy that has played as much as
And we live in, you know, we live in such a instant satisfaction world where, you know, you see somebody like Jaden who's been good and you always think maybe he won't get there. It's almost like people can't grow. It's like almost like humans, as they get older, can't develop into something more or become better. And just I can't say it enough. The kid's done everything he's needed to do this year to put himself in the position that he is in right now. And I don't think there's a more deserving player in the country than the work that he's put in and what's asked of him game-to-game basis. He's a special kid.